Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I am very happy to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start soon. So please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or kneeling is also fine, or in a chair or on the sofa in some way that feels comfortable but also allows you to sit upright. So as you get settled, I want to continue our conversation about the Noble Eightfold Path. Today we come to step 6. Just to recap briefly, the first two, right view and right intention, were about cultivating wisdom so that all the subsequent steps we take on the Eightfold Path make sense and have coherence and are in integrity with reality. So right view, can you see things clearly? It's all order. Right intention naturally springs from the right view. And then the next three steps are, okay, now that I have some sense of seeing clearly and trust in my own intention, now what do I actually do in the world to express this view and these intentions? So the next three are about those things that you do: right speech, right action, right livelihood. Now, with the sixth step, right effort, we come to how we hold our minds in our lives, not just what we do and not just how much we understand, but how we hold our minds, how we bring our mindfulness and awareness into our lives, having no idea what is going to show up, because that's a fact, we don't. So right effort is the next step here. And I just want to say right up front that right effort does not mean trying harder. I don't know most of you, although I kind of feel like I do. But I'm quite sure you're already working very hard and you're doing your best. So right effort is not saying, well, do more. That's not the kind of effort we're talking about. Here, right effort has more to do with not giving up on yourself, on others, and on this world. Now, sometimes on some days, that's a very tall order. But the effort here is not to keep looking only for a place to hide. Although some days we got to take a break, so I'm not saying don't do that, of course. Got to take care of ourselves. But the effort here is to remain connected to ourselves, to others, and to the beauties and horrors of this world with the right view and the right intention. So interestingly, the less you hide, the less you retreat from things, good and bad, the more energy you have. Therefore, the more effort you are able to make. So it takes a lot of energy to shut out reality. And right effort here, again, has to do with, I'm going to try to stay so that I can be of benefit to myself and to this world. And again, as you do so, not only do you have more energy for doing so, more, but you have more wisdom, more clarity, more intelligence about how and when to make the best efforts you can. So, you haven't given up because you're here. You remain committed to something, yourself, your journey, your loved ones, your own mind, your own creativity, all of the above, perhaps. That's very important. That's very important. And I believe that you can trust that commitment. It's been there your whole life, I warrant a guess. And it's indestructible. So the possibility of right effort is always present. So I hope that's useful. And let's sit. Begin by letting go, which itself is a powerful an important effort. Let go. relax, which doesn't mean feel peaceful, although that would be great if it was so. It means feel what is. Establish your posture from the ground up. The hands rest on the legs, palms down, somewhere that feels comfortable. Sit up straight. Feel the strength of your back body and the softness of your front body. Let the belly soften. Let the area around the heart soften. Soften your throat and all the muscles of speech, because you don't need them right now. Let the shoulders relax. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth can be slightly parted. Helps the jaw to relax. And the breath is natural, in and out through the nose. You've already been doing that your whole life, so please just keep doing it. And in our practice, the eyes are open. And the gaze is cast down to a comfortable spot in front. And when we are connected to our world through our sense perceptions, the possibility of making right effort is vastly increased. So this is a practice of wakefulness. Same time you're just sitting there doing nothing. So no big deal. Let the brow relax and the crown of the head reach up a little bit while the sit bones continue to reach down. Now let your attention come to rest on the breath, which means to feel the breath, feel the body breathing in and out. Feeling is different than noticing. Noticing implies a little step away to look back, and feeling perhaps implies a merging with. And that's what we're looking for, that feeling of being with ourselves, our breath, our practice. Nothing to observe. So feel the body breathing in and out. And let your mind be as it is. A lot of thoughts, a few thoughts, no difference in this case. Just it is what it is. Because whatever it is, it's going to change. So just let your mind be as it is. Thoughts will come and go because that's what they do 100% of the time. And as that goes on, your attention is resting on the breath, letting it be carried and rocked by the rhythm of the breath, which is quite lovely. No need to stop thinking. However, if you notice that you become absorbed in a line of thought to the point where you have completely spaced out, you totally forgot about your breath. Okay? Cool. Notice that. You can label that moment thinking silently to yourself. Then let go. Just let go. Kindly and gently bring your attention back to this breath. And kindly and gently begin again. So we'll sit together in silence for a little while until you hear the bell. thank you so much for your practice. It's very important. Thank you for practicing with me. I really appreciate it. Thank you for practicing together. And let's conclude by rousing the aspiration that our practice could benefit all beings, and that right effort will infuse your life with richness.